She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
We all want to be healthier, and we all resolve to do so. How are you doing with your New Year's resolutions? I'm actually doing pretty good with mine. I've been using my Pilates machine, which I bought 4 years ago, and has been sitting here waiting for me to use it, and I have been finally doing it. Andrea, how about you?
Oh my gosh, covering eyes, covering face in shame. I haven't gone to the gym yet. It was my resolution to get to the gym. I just haven't. So Ashanti, please kick my butt into gear and get me to that gym.
That's right. We've got Ashanti Johnson back with us. She's a fitness expert and founder of 360 Mind, Body, Soul. Welcome back, Ashanti, and kick Andrea's butt. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go, Andrea. One, two, three, knees up, knees up.
I'm doing it.
She's doing it. Woo, those knees go high, girl.
Oh, goodness. It's such a normal thing. People fall off. This is definitely that weak part to see that decline in most people. And what I try to just tell people is even if you have a bad day, you don't have to fall completely off the wagon. Just keep it up, whether it be continuing to drink more water or trying to be, lower the amount of processed foods that you have in your diet, or trying to make it to the gym. If you don't make it three times, even that one time is good, just try to get in there and keep it going. So, yeah, it's quite a normal thing. What I find is that groups or friendships or pairs or partners can definitely keep people accountable a little bit more than just yourself. Because when it's left to you by yourself and you've got a million and one things to do, what's the first thing that gets thrown off the list? The new thing that you've added to the list, right? And most of the time that includes your workout for the New Year's. So when you pair with a partner, that tends to keep you a little bit more accountable. You've got that extra person kind of trying to keep you in the game.
Andrea, find someone to go with you.
Yeah, it's making the time. Ashanti, tell me, seriously, I love that you said you don't even need a lot of time, but what about for someone like me? I work all the time. I've got three kids. What can you give me? Give me a tip. Can it just be something like running in my, running in the spot on my computer? Is it something like, give me a quick, easy to do that I'm going to do, and Lisa, you're going to hold me to this, that I could do on a regular basis until I can get myself to the, really, I love yoga. So until I can get myself to yoga or the gym, what can I do?
That definitely works. Whether you're in your office, in your cube, running in place, making a game for yourself. If this stuff comes really tough for you, if you don't like to work out, make games for yourself. So as you're leaving work, sprint to the car. Just that quick little burst will kind of get some circulation, at least for your body, and get your energy. You want to exert energy. And so as many times as you can do that, you want to find ways to do that. You don't want to make this sort of a part-time thing, but you want to incorporate it into your life as often as you can. Even while you're cooking, doing calf raises. I mean, there's a million and one things that you could do to keep it interesting and keep going with it. But ultimately, if your goal is to lose weight, then 70% of that is really, it comes in the form of your diet. If your goal is just to get healthy and more agile and make sure that you got good circulation all throughout your body, then throw in some of those workouts, mini workouts, even if they're for a couple of seconds, just to the point where you're kind of breathing heavy, that's good cardiovascular work. There will be much better than not doing it at all.
I'm so glad you mentioned the calf raises. I'm so into body weight exercises. I mean, you can just drop and do some push-ups, I mean, whether you do them on your knees or do the full push-ups, you can do push-ups against a counter. You can do the calf raises. You can do squats. I mean, there's a bunch of different things you can do without even needing to leave the house.
Or needing any equipment. Body weight type of exercise, yes. Functional training is really the best type of training there is. And correct me if I'm wrong, it tends to be the hardest type of thing. It's the pull-ups, right? The push-ups, the squats. The jump squat, the lunges, sometimes that's even more tough than lifting, out external weight. So those things definitely help. I mean, you can lift your kids, make it a fun thing. I have a little 2-year-old, and I had a whole little routine I used to do, which was really, really small, where I would do a bicep shoulder and lift her over my head for a shoulder press, and I do that enough times where it would really burn, and it's fun for them too. So there's a million more ways to try to fit it in, but I think the important thing about it is to stay intentional about staying in the game. That's that mental part of fitness that I tend to talk a lot about, staying in the game just mentally. And your brain and your life, you'll find ways to bring it in. It's just when you kind of totally let it go mentally, then you have no reason to kind of fix back up, or you're not looking for it anymore.
I mean, what's better than a giggling weight, right? I mean, if you're lifting your child up and down and you get that great squeal out of them, right?
Absolutely. That's a lot of fun. There's a million and one ways that you can bring it in. I mean, even if you don't own external weight, you want to bring it in, there's the gallons of milk, you know, gallons of water, you know. Maybe somebody at home, not you, of course, has a liter of pop that you could bring in and do, like, some test presses. But again, I think it's really about staying intentional. And if you find intentional tough because you're not that self-motivated, you don't like working out, grab that accountability partner. Or go to the gym and join a class, because that will have an instructor, will have a whole lot of other people. There's something about getting in that social environment that when you get tired, you know, working out on the treadmill by yourself, and it's kind of, you know, getting a little monotonous. When you see 30 other people around you that keep going, when you're tired, you just want to stay with the group. So you'll push yourself to go a little bit further than you would, you know, even working out at home with the DVDs where you can kind of plop down and nobody will know.
Right.
You know, so I think that social aspect is extremely important. And then, of course, just, again, staying intentional about trying to stay fit. Even if you're not always successful, if you're not successful 50% of the time, that other 50% is golden, because that will keep you in the game and hopefully lead you to a better decision.
So, Ashanti, we have about 2 minutes left, but I want to ask you a little bit about yourself. So, you know, you have a studio. Tell us a little bit about what you do, because I think for some people, like you said, you kind of, you know, hit the nail on the head, is some people like a group environment, some people like a one-on-one environment, some people like to do it from the comfort of their home. What do you bring for your clients? What do you do, and where could they find you if they wanted to, let's say, work out with you?
Yeah, so we're a studio that does all group-style fitness. So we run classes Monday through Sunday. We're located in the South Shore region of Chicago, 360mbs.com, or the MBS stands for Mind, Body, Soul. And basically, we are targeting the person that truly, you know, is unself-motivated as it relates to working out. You know, they may have an amazing diet. They may, you know, do all kinds of things. They may walk briskly to work, or, you know, but they have a tough time truly making it to their goal, either because they're not that interested, or they're not sure how heavy of a weight they should weigh to pick, or how long they should be running in place, and that sort of thing. So I have about 30 different personal trainers that teach a lot of different classes, everything from yoga, cardio, dance, to really truly keep you engaged and give you a variety of options for what style of fitness you prefer. You know, a lot of people like run-of-the-mill fitness, calisthenics and such, and others like fitness in disguise, like Zumba and cardio dance, and all kinds of different other options like Pilates, and they want to get stronger, you know, stretch-wise and elongation. So we offer all of those to kind of have a full, total, full-circle program that will shape your body in the way in which is designed to get to that goal. We have coaches and things that can help you sort of guide your path. We do meal plans, and we do big challenges that include everything. So we sort of handhold you through that process. You know, what I found, I'm from Los Angeles originally, and I've always had sort of a fitness background. It's just kind of built into our DNA. You just work out after work or before work or what have you. And when I moved to Chicago, I realized that there was a little bit of a disparity in the type of culture. There were a lot of people that were really into it, but for the most part, there was a lot of apprehension and a lot of hesitation to see what is really possible when you stay consistent. So I built a gym that, again, handholds you through this process. If you've never had a weight problem, and all of a sudden you hit your 30s, 40s, 50s, and you have a lot of weight to lose, tell you exactly how to do it. And again,
I love it. Yeah.
70% diet, so that's important.
No, absolutely. And I love that you say that. And I think it's important. And you guys, if you, for everybody listening, you can go to Ashanti's website at 360M, like Mary, B like Bob, S like Sam.com. Or you could follow her on Twitter at Ashanti360. Thank you so much, Ashanti, for being on our show. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy.